bid. You got it, 11?
Okay, let's begin, guys. We got a lot to do in this sugya. Let's begin. First thing I want to mention, we wrote on the board yesterday. Let's get it. There are four permutations that come out. Zenenev Zechoser. This chlor that you have to pay. The guy got hanah, the other guy lost out. For sure you got to pay. That's one extreme. Number two is the other extreme. Zen lo nene, the zen lo chaser, then potter. That's the other extreme. The third case, zen nene, the zen lo chaser. Guy gets hanah, but the other guy didn't lose any money. The Rami Bar Chama said you must pay. And what did Rava say? We didn't get up to it in the Gemara yet. God willing, we'll get to it today. If not, tomorrow we'll see, Bezus Hashem. But let's see. Rava Dochas Araya. Now I want you to get this down. When I said Rava is Dochas Araya, I think someone asked me in Seder. Who asked me in Seder, what is Rava's opinion on this? So I actually saw that the Or Zeruah has a comment on this. Simon Kufchov. He claims that the fact that Rava slugged up the Raya, who asked me this morning? Was it Yoni? What is Rava Shita? I think you asked me this morning. So I actually saw in the Or Zeruah claims that Rava holds Potter. That when he was Docha the Raya, it must be of the opinion that he holds Potter. So Or Zeruah claims that Rava argues and says Potter. But Rabbi Yerucham Fischel Pirlo, one of the great Gedolei Achronim, in the late 1800s, says, why is that a raya? Just because you adulted the principle, he didn't state his opinion. Moreover, he says, the Gemara lists many Amoraim later, then we get up to the Gemara, God willing, we see it, and who's not on the list? Rava's not on the list. So the fact that Rava didn't paskim as Farish Potter, mashma that he holds like Rami Bar Chama, he just was adulted a raya. Rabbi Yerucham Fischel Pirlo was one of the great Gedolim. He wrote a commentary in Rav Sajigon. Chelik Beis, Lotase Kufchov Gimel, Dibra Maskava Amnam. Rav Sajigon wrote a poem, a beautiful poem that has a 613 mitzvahs in it. Rabbi Yerucham Fischel Pirlo lived in the late 1800s. He wrote three svarim the size of Baba Basra. You know, Baba Basra is the biggest mesechta. He was mazed with a poem. It's a beautiful lumdus. So in that piece, please get it. Chelik Beis Lotas Kufchov Gimel Dimaskov Amnam claims how could the Or Zeruah say such a thing? All the Rava did was disprove the Dochen Araya. And the Gemara, when it lists off the Amoraim later, that old Potter, Rava's not on the list, Yonasan. So what does that seem to imply? That Rava would be what? Rava would hold Chayiv. So I'm writing Or Zeruah. I'm writing it Reb Yerucham, Fischel. Pirlo says what? Says that he held Chayiv. So it's a machloikis, Yoni. I think you pointed out in Seder what Taka Rava holds. That's the third category. And number four, Zelonen Zechaser. This we learn Tosus and Arash Baseir Potter because he's not Nene. The bottom line is the guy wasn't Nene. He could have gone what? He could have gone to his own house or he had other friends and let him stay for free, and the rift around the rush say Yechayev, because the bottom line is you did what? The bottom line is you did stay there, and since you did stay there, other people what? Other people, Lamaisa, you know, did not what? Rent out the place. Achlu chasrono shozeh. You basically filled up the place, and no one else wanted to rent it because they saw it was filled up.
What do we say about halakha?
Okay, we'll have to. We'll, I don't know if we'll see below. I want you to get the machlokes and you show you. Yes, go ahead, Yonasan.
I remember
we didn't get up to in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to say the distinction. Very clear distinction. The Gemara is going to. We'll get to it. The Gemara is Dochet Araya. The Gemara is Dochet Araya very clearly. Okay, but let's get to the what? Let's get to the Pshat and Taisa. I want to get to the Pshat. Yeah, very quickly, Matthew.
Rabbi, just repeat what we ended yesterday with the Kasha and
Peyush. Yeah, we're starting that right now. Okay, let's go. Now, on that fourth category, which I wrote on the board, Zelo Nenev Zechaser, correct? What did the Pnei Yoshua ask yesterday? We have to understand what Taisus said. Taisus said that what happens when you have a case of Zelo Nenev Zechaser? It could have said Potter. Why could it have said Potter? The Gemara could have said that. What's the Svara? You remember what the Svara was? Because even when you drive a guy out of the house, what is it? And you lock him up, it's a Grama, and Grama Mizik is Potter. What daf? Baba Kama daf Samach. Now I want you to get this. So Toysha Shita Yonason is that what? Zeh lo nenev zeh chaser. What's the din? Potter, because it's Grama. You did cause him a chasarim, but it was in a grama form. Okay, listen to this. Pnei Yeshua says, I want to ask you something. If this is a form of grama, why did I write on the board zeh neneh v'zeh chaser? I think that was number one, correct? Isn't that number one? Zeh neneh v'zeh chaser, what are we paskin?
Chayev.
Why are you chayev? Isn't that also a grama? If the nezek is in a grama form, why are you mistopic whether you're chayev or not? In that case of Zeh Nen, of Zeh Chaser.
No.
What should it be? It should be Potter. Why do we say you're Chayiv? So I want you to get this. That's a Pnei Yehoshua's Kasha. So the Pnei Yehoshua answers like this. You got me, Yoni? Pnei Yehoshua answers like this. Very important principle. Why are you Chayiv to pay in this case? Of Zeh Nen, of Zolo Chaser. You tell me. Why are you Mechuyiv to pay? Please get it down. Yoni, so why are you Mechuyiv to pay? Because of the hana that you got. The reason why you're chayiv to pay is because of the hana you got. However, if your friend was not chaser, then maybe it's meat is stone to ask for the money. Please follow this. What's the chiyuv why you should have to pay? Because you were nene. However, if your friend wasn't chaser, maybe it's meat is stone to what? To ask him for the money. But where there's a chisaron, it's not meat is stone to claim for the money. So don't bring me up Zen Nenev Zeh Chaser. Why are you chayiv really, Adam, to pay? Not because of what? The chaser. But because of the what? The hana. That's the premise. Matthew, get it down. The machayiv to pay is because of the hana. The hana you got. The only thing is, if your friend was chaser, maybe it's meat is stone to ask him for the money. If the friend wasn't chaser... No, in the case, the guy was chaser is asking the guy who's hana. So the reason why the guy who had hana has to pay, Yonason, is because he had hana. The only thing is that maybe if the chavero wasn't chaser, then it's maybe wrong for him to ask you to pay, even though you got hana. Maybe it's wrong. But in a case where there's a chisaron, there's nothing wrong with it. So what I'm saying is that you can answer the Pnei Yehoshua's kasha. Don't ask on me, oh, Zeh Nenev, Zeh Chaser, why should you have to pay? It was a grama. You're not paying because of what? You're not paying because of the chisaron. Why are you paying? Because of the nene. That's the four. Jonas, you got me? You're paying because of the nene. The only thing is that maybe it's not right for me to ask him for the money. It's me the stone. But if I had a chisaron, then it's time to stop. But if it's no chisaron, then lamaisa what? If there's chisaron, there's no me to stop. But when you're not nene, you're not chayiv. So in the case of zeh nene, zeh chaser, of course you got to pay. So therefore, the whole kash is answered beautifully. I want you got to get that. And that's a glimpse. I want to just add on to Reb Shimon Shkup and the Darkei David. They say the svar of Tosfos is halach lamaisa. It kind of puts it together. That's the first svar I want to suggest. The second svar is like this. Reb Shimon Shkop and the Darkei David say that there's no chiyuv mamon on hana unless the bala mamon was chaser. If the bala mamon wasn't chaser, you know what the hana is like? It's like from hefker. So again, the second svar is the only time you're chayv on hana is if the fellow was what? Was chaser. If he wasn't chaser, it's like you got hana from hefker. You didn't hurt him at all. So that's a different svar. So therefore, when you say zen and zeh chaser, that type of hana you're chayv to pay for.
Who says that?
This is what Shimon Shkup says in the Darkei David. Shimon Shkup in Simon Yotes Siv Beis. So you can't ask me a kash, oh, zen nene v'zeh chaser. It should be a grama ba'alma. No. Again, the chiyuv is hana. It's a similar answer, but the hana is only culpable, or you're liable for the hana when the other guy was what? Chaser. Because if he wasn't chaser, then it's like hana from hefker. So it's a different teretz, but a similar mahalach that the machayiv is the hana. The only thing is, does the chaser get you out of me to stone? You got me? Yehuda, you got this? That's the first mahalach we want to get. Adam Klor. Okay. Jonas and Klor, it's a very sharp mahalach. The machayev is really the hanoah, and that's our sugya. It's hanoah. The only thing is, is it need a stone for me to ask if Lamaisa I wasn't chaser? If I was chaser, then it's not need a stone. Of course, it's got to pay. You got it? Klor? Okay. Number two mahalach. Let's get it. Quickly, yeah, go ahead.
So according to that, then when it's Zenenev, is that low chaser, the only reason you're not chayev to pay.
Zenenev?
Bezel,
well, that's a machlekes in the Gemara. Rami Bar Chama says yes, and Rava we said is questionable, right? That's the question. Under Zed Nana Vizelo Chaser Lamaisa, you can understand based on what you're saying. Very good kasha. Rami Bar Chama makes a lot of sense. Lamaisa, that you're mechuyev to pay because you're mechavin the hana. The only thing is that isn't meat a stone for me to what ask, and he claims it's not. It's not meat a stone for me to ask him for the money. Even though I wasn't chaser.
It's not to say putter is that really you'd be chayav, but it's me a stone to make him pay.
Right, that's the way you could say it. Or you could say, Lamaisa, the fact is that what? Is that you could say like the second shtickle that we just said, since there was no chisar, that's not a hanah that I'm chayav for. I'd like to say that's even better that way. You follow me? You could say it in one of two ways. You're saying good. You could say it's a problem, me to stone, or you could say actually I'm not chayav on that type of hanah. Well said. So I want to repeat what Adam just pointed out. Very good. So Adam says to me, he says, Rebbe, why is Zenen and Zelo Chasa? What's the machlaikas? Rami Bar Chama says you have to pay. Why? Because you're Machayev on the no. And it's not considered, and since it was no chisarn, he claims it's not me to stomp to ask for the money, even though it wasn't Chasa. So you got to pay. Yes? And the other sheet that says Potter, why does the other sheet say Potter? Why would the other sheet say Potter? You tell me, because why? Because since there was no chisarn, it's not Hana that you're culpable for, or you're liable for. It's like Hana from Hefter. That would be maybe the goof of the machlaikis, the mice. Okay? All right, good. So that's the first mahalach. Okay? Number two. You with me? You with me? Donnie, let's go. Number two. I wrote on the board in the fourth slot, Zelo Nenev Zechaser. Yes? Fourth slot. So Tosas is of the opinion that you are putter. Why are you putter? Because it's like locking a guy out of his house. You lock a guy out of his house, what's the din? What's the din? You're potter because it's a grum of alma. So who argued on this? The Vilna Gaon pointed out who? The Rith? And who else? The Rambam, we said, and Zeila Perikimolachates, and the Ra'ah. Where's the Ra'ah quoted? Who quotes the Ra'ah? Mika Yosef. Excellent. What do they all hold? They hold your Chayiv. Okay. Now what does the Rush ask on the Rith? The Rush was in Simon Vav. Even though Rush is on his sheet in his group, but the Rush asked on the Rith. He says, you think she should be potter based on Grama. Tais is Taina. The Rush says you're Chayev, like the Ramam in the Rith. But the Rush asks on the Rith. He says it's a Grama. Why are you Chayev? Grama's potter. So what's the answer? The Rush says the following. You're Chayev Mishum Achom Asher Chavero Nifsat. I wrote it on the board. The fact of the matter is you ate, you did stay in the apartment, and the fact that you stayed in the apartment, what does that show? You did what? You did consume what his apartment was. Granted, he didn't lose out any money, because it's because what's the case? What's the case in this particular din? It's a case of Zeh what? Zelo Nenev Zechaser. Zelo Nenev Zechaser. The bottom line is, was he able to what? Rent out his apartment? When other guys came by and they saw that what? That another guy was there. Was I able to rent? They didn't ask me because they saw someone else was occupied. They saw the sign occupied. So I lost out money on that. So I ate that. That guy consumed what I lost, like I wrote on the board here. Achlum Chesrono Shoseh. I couldn't rent it out to someone else. That's why the Rif and the Rambam and the Rosh say you're Chayiv. Okay? Makes sense? No? Makes a lot of sense. Right? Tosfos made the comment on Zenene Vizechaser, which was number one I wrote on the board, which is Chayiv. Why is that Zenene Vizechaser? You had nowhere else to go. And also no one else could what? Couldn't rent it because they saw it was occupied. So we see Lamaisa. Good to see you. So we see that what? You are what? You see that you are what? You are Chayev, according to the Rif, Ram, and the Rosh. So I want you to get this down now. We got a lot to do, guys. Matthew, you got this? I want to check now. According to these Rishonim that said Chayiv, what is the nature of that Chayiv? What is the nature of that Chayiv? Is it Nene? Or is it what? Is it Mazik? You follow what I'm saying? Is it Nene or is it Mazik? That's what I want to check. Because the bottom line is, he wasn't Nene, but he was what? It was Chasser. So what's the nature of that Chiyuv? Is it Nene or is it Tzatzmazik? Okay?
What does that mean?
What that means is that, was it a real damage? Or do we say, no, the fact is that what we viewed as a Hana. Remember we all said, Shane and Regum Shrab is Putter, but I didn't have to feed my animal breakfast. So I got to pay that small amount. That's Hana. So maybe in this case it was Zeh what? Zeh lo Nene. Vizeh Chasser. So the fact is that what it was chasser to me, the landlord, maybe I should what? The owner, maybe I should get paid. What's the nature of that payment? Was it a real damage? Or was it a hana? I mean, could I charge him Lamaisa $200 a night, which I normally do, or did I say no, whatever the base amount of a one-star hotel would be. Let's say $50 a night. Okay? So please get this down. The Reb Shmuel, the Birkes Shmuel, Reb Baruch Bir, amazing. Quotes the Kedushas Yom Tov. You know who the Kedushas Yom Tov is? Who's the Kedushas Yom Tov? Kedushas Yom Tov is one of the Gedolei Achronim. I was thinking Kedushas Halevi. Bardichev. It's not that. The Birkes Shmuel quotes the Kedushas Yom Tov that says, the Rosh says, Midin Nenen. Please get it down. The Birkes Shmuel says, it's Chayim Midin Nenen. Because why? Because you're Machas L'Chaveiro, there's a Chiv Nenen, the Hanash Shechis L'Chaveiro. The bottom line is you could have rented it out to another guy that night, and you didn't. So therefore, that's Hana. Reb David Parvarsky and Reb Shmuel Rozovsky both are masbir that this when it says zelo nenev zechaser doesn't mean b'mitzias there was no Hana. What does it mean, Matthew? It means there was no Hana that's mechayev at tvius moment.
How was that nenev? How's that?
Because I could have what? I could have gotten money, Lamaisa. This is what I'm saying. This is what I'm being mad with you. It's not, when I say ain't lo nen in this case, it's not, the kavan is not that there's no hana b'mitzias. There's no hana that's b'chayiv a guy that you can take him to a din Torah. Because there's another house. He could have stayed in another house. He had his own house. Another guy would let him what? Stay for free. But where the chavero is chasir, Yonas, and there's a tvius mammon on this hana. You could take him to a din Torah because I could have rented it out to someone. Again, it's Zeh lo nenev zeh chaser. Again, the fourth case, we're focusing on the fourth case. The fourth case is chaser.
Why are you saying the chiyuv is nen?
Because I'm saying that the nen is not a hanah b'metzias. The nen is that I could have gotten hanah by what, renting it out to someone else.
The hanah is on the landowner?
Yeah, in other words, he's chayv to pay me. So how is he chayv to pay me? He's chayv to pay me even though I wrote on the board. What's the case? The guy's not Nene, but he was Nene. How was he Nene?
He slept in my house.
He was Nene, he slept in my house, but what did that do? That sleeping in the house, what? Blocked me and precluded me from what? From renting it out to someone else. And because of that, I can take him now to a din Torah. Because of that, now I can take him to a din Torah. Oh, however, did you see the Nemuki Yosef in the Rif? What did the Nemuki Yosef in the Rif say? They say the chiv is hana. Number one, what I wrote, nene. That payment is a mechayev of hana. However, the Reb Shmuel Rozovsky says, even the Muki Yosef, that according to the Rif and the Yad Ramah, it's classically mazik. So the Rif and the Yad Ramah say mazik. Rif and the Yad Ramah. The Rif, the Yad Ramah, says the Muki Yosef, it's midin mazik. And Reb Shmuel and the Birkes Shmuel says b'shem what? Birkes Shmuel
says the name of the Rosh.
Shem the Kedushas Yontif, right? Shem Kedushas Yontif says that what? Kedushas Yontif says that it's what? It's Hana. That's a fundamental distinction between the two. Okay, and the Machane Ephraim writes that it's Midin Garmi. What is Garmi? What is Garmi, guys? Indirect damage and you're chayav to pay. Indirect damage you're chayav to pay for. So Lamaisa, it comes out, and I want you to get this, that if the mechayav is bidin mazik, the reason why you're putter when you lock a guy up in the house, Why are you potter when you lock a guy in the house and you can't what? And he can't use it?
Because he wasn't going to rent out his house to anyone.
No, because the usage of the house is the payrus of the house. And if he doesn't live there, halacha l'maaseh, you just prevent him from getting in there? That's like preventing a guy from deriving benefit from the fruit of his field that haven't yet sprouted. That's a grumma by locking a guy out of his house fee. But if you what? If you use a guy's house, that's the payrus. It's like you took it be a dime the payrus. That's the usage of the house. That's the utility of the house. And you're chayav mishum mazik. So that's what I want you to get down. I mean, even according to the Rith, around the Rosh, you lock a guy out, that's grumma. I agree with you, that's grumma. But when you would go in the guy's house and sleep in his house, that's using the payrus of his house. And therefore, I can approach that either as hanoi or either as mazik. Lamai nafkiminin. Guys, lamai nafkiminin. Yehuda, what are the two nafkiminis? Number one, we know this. Again, the stipler says it's ke'ein mazik or ke'ein gazim because you took the hanos a house. You took from the hanos house. He couldn't have the. He didn't have his house for that night. So you see, the stipler writes to Simeon Ches that it's ke'ein mazik or ke'ein gazim. Lamai nafkamina. Two nafkaminas. Number one, if it's mazik, you pay itis. If it's hanah, you either pay ziboris or beninis. Remember, we had two shitas. So number one, if it's what? If it's hanah, it's beninis, or what? Or ziboris. If it's mazik, then what's the din? It's itis. Very clear nafkamina. And number two nafkamina, Rav David Parvarsky points out, which we'll get to Bli Neder, is that if you're chayiv, midin mazik, you're only chayiv to pay what you actually damaged. But if it's hanah, then you could what? You could be chayiv on all of the hanah. You could be chayiv on all the hanah. The Baruch Ber is mistopping according to the Rif, we are not nene, are you chayiv kol hanah? But I want you to get that. If it's midin mazik, it's rak mak shehichsir. That's number one nafkamina.
Who says this?
This is what Rav Bavarsky says. If it's hanah, chayiv al kol hanah. Even though Amaisa, you maybe didn't get all the hanah. But if it's mazik, dafka mak shehichsir. Which is interesting, because usually hanah is always what? Lower than hezek, right? Usually hanah is always lower than hezek. Dafka mak shehichsir. Okay?
Can I repeat that second?
Yeah, in other words, the second afkamina is if you're mazik, you're mazik, you only pay on exactly what you damaged, and that's it. But if what? If it's a chisaron of hana, then it could be your chayv on all the hana, even though you didn't get to, which we're going to get to, Blinet, with that next toisis. But I want you to get that, that's a little bit of a different, that's a bit chiddish, because usually hana is always what? Hana is always less than hezek. Okay, so that's the second mahalach I want you to know. We got that clear? That's the second mahalach. Number three now. Yes, Adam.
That whole second mahalach is within Zeh lo
nenev zeh chaser. Shitas tois and Rashba who say that you are what? You are putter.
So how are you saying, so how's there...
They say you are putter and who argues?
No, we're saying...
No, who argues? This whole mahalach is not within Tazer, it's within who? The Rif and the Rambam in number four. Of Zeh lo nenev zeh chaser.
Right.
According to Tazer Rashba, you're putter and ganser.
Right.
According to this shita that you're chayiv, what's the nature of that chiv?
But if we're saying that zelo nana, then how can the nature of the chiv be?
That's what Yonason asked me. Because the nature of it is that it's not b'mitzias. It's not considered to be b'mitzias. It's considered to be something. Can you take the guy to a what? Can you take the guy to a din Torah? Doesn't mean there was no b'mitzias hana. It means it's not hana that you're chayiv that I can take a guy to a din Torah. But where he's chaser though, then I can take him to a din Torah. If I was chaser, I could take him to a din Torah. You follow what I'm saying? That's why you can bring that up. That's why I stress that, because that's what Yonos was bothered by. It says zelo nene. So how can you say the question is what's the chaser? What's the mechayev of chaser? That's the chiddush. Okay, I want you to get this. Okay, that's number two. Quickly, Matthew, go ahead.
The svar we said with Rishu Shkaf and Darkei David that really the chiyuv stems from chaser, and the kash is. If I'm not then maybe it's Kovanamita stone, right?
No. That was the first part. We said that what he wanted to say is that it's not Hanah. If it's not a Chisar, it's Hanah from Hefker. It's not considered to be Hanah that I can take a guy in the entire unless he was Chasser. So, that was the first one we had.
What would Tosos answer to this?
What's wrong with that? This is not Tysus. This is the sheet of what? the Rif Ram, the Rush, that say you're chayiv.
If he's saying that,
the Chiyuv... Toysa says you're not nene. So that's why you're putter. The whole Chiyuv starts off with Hana, we said. Toysa
says
it wasn't Hana. The other sheet is when you show them, say what? No. They say the Pharisee, say you're achlu chisaron or shoseh. Okay? That whole mahalach we were saying, it fits beautifully with Tysus. This, they're veering off and say it doesn't just have to be Hana, it could also be chisaron what? When you're chasu the guy. And then in that, within that box of chisaron, what's the nature of the chiv? Okay, weiter now. Number three. Let's go, guys. You with me, Svi? Tysus made a comment. What was Tysus' comment? What was Toys' comment? Please, let's get it. What was his comment? He said, if you throw the guy out of his house, what's the din? It's a grama. It's a terrible thing. You have to ask him for mechila, no doubt. Isser. I stressed that. Natan, I stressed that yesterday. This is terrible behavior. You have to clap al cheg, you have to ask him for mechila, but you don't have to pay money. If you go ahead and what, lock him out of his house. It's a grama baalma. Oh. So the Rosh writes, which I gave you. Yoni, you had a kasha before? Okay. The Rosh writes in Simon Vav. What's the din? What does he say? He says, I agree with you, Tois. You lock a guy out of his house, your partner's a grandma. Who argues? I gave you the Nemuki Yosef. Who the Nemuki Yosef quote? No, Nemuki Yosef quoted what? First one was the Ra. What's this one? The Ramah. Reb Meir Alevi. The Ramah. The first one Miguel's quote of the Raw, remember Yudah? The second one Miguel's quote to? The Ramah. What does Rameir Alevi say? He says an amazing thing. He says, you throw a guy out of your house? You throw a guy out of his house? You're chayef to pay. Get it down. He argues on that line of Tysus.
Just for Dean Grama, you always have to pay?
No. He doesn't call. No. Grama's a Gemara. Potter. He says, this is not Grama, Yonasan. He says, this is not Grama. And he brings a riot. Please get it. I have it open. Maybe you guys open your Gemara real quickly. Pei hei amud beis. You got it? Pei hei amud beis baba kamen. Right here. In our Masechta. Let's get this. Right here. See what it says? Right before the two dots. It says, Hadraka hadke b'idrona ubatle. It says, Shevis. You see the word Shevis? Shevis. The hadke b'idrona ubatle. What is Shevis? Unemployment compensation. You know what you do? You lock a guy in his house. Or you actually take a guy in his house, throw him in his own house, lock him up. He can't go to work. You know what you do? You got to do? You got to pay him unemployment compensation. That's the definition of Shevis. Rashi says it right there. Shevis? Hadke sagru b'miskar. You lock him up in jail there. B'miskar. You lock him up in the house.
You're locking him in.
Yeah, he can't get his... Correct. So he brings a riot. The Mukiyos b'shem the Ramah and the tour bring a raya that the Yad Ramos cholik on Rosh, and they say if you're Megarish a guy from his house, you're chayv. What's the raya from this case in Baba Kama?
If it's a Nezikin when he's in his house,
he says you lock him up in his house, he can't get out and go to work, you're chayv because of what? Unemployment compensation. So therefore, there's a Risho we dug up that argues on our Tisus. You got it? This is the third mouth. Now listen to this. Says the Bach and Amach and Ephraim. What's the with our Tyson and Rosh to say, Potter? What do you do with this Gemara? That's what the Machan Ephraim and the Bach and the Machan Ephraim say. What do they do with this Gemara? Our Tyson and Rosh. They say, if you throw a guy out of his house, you're Potter, it's a grandma. And here the Gemara says, if you're Shevis, you got to pay. Oh, so listen to this. So the Bach says like this. The Bach says, here, Lamaisi, you started the Nezik where you took your friend, you put him in the room, and therefore you're called a mazik biyadai. You take your friend, you throw him in his house, you act like a meshugano, you're a mazik biyadai.
You have mazik in a lot.
Yeah, you're mazik him very forcefully and actively. You took your friend, you plopped him in his house, locked the door and left. That's mazik biyadai. I understand why you're chayv. But in our case, what did you do? You threw a guy out of his own house. That's not a nezik. The nezik is the fact you closed the dira and prevented what? Prevented people from going in, that prevented the guy from going in, that's called a grama. So I indirectly damaged him by now allowing him to get in the house. That's what the Bach wants to answer. Okay, interesting answer. That's how he saves our Tysus and our Rush. Okay? He wants to say that it's an indirect thing. Lamaisa.
What's
Yeah, mazik be a dime. In that case, you're a mazik and be a dime. That's why you're chav. Here, you weren't mazik and be a dime. You took him out of his house and you locked him up. I mean, you put him out of his house and you locked up the house. You can't get in. That's an indirect damage. Comes along the ksois achoshin. Let's get it. Ksois achoshin simon shin samet gimel sivkon gimel asks. I don't understand. He says, also in the case of Baba Kama Bahadke be indronya, the nezik didn't start when you put him in the house. When did it start?
When you grabbed him.
No, it started even later. When you don't let him get out of the house. When you don't let him get out of the house. Why is that not a grumma? It's the same thing. You're the kasha? The defense, you don't let him out of the house. That's what? That's grumma. That's the kasha, the ksois. So the Ksos says like this, amazing. The Ksos asks, he says, I don't understand that answer, the Bach. Bach's answer is you started with the damage. He didn't start with the damage. You could plop him from today until tomorrow in the house. The real clincher was the fact they locked him in the house. And that locking should be like indirect. You don't let him get out.
So the locking should be
grumma, yeah. It should be considered indirect. So the Ksos gives his own answer. Let's get it. Maybe you're hinting at this before, Matthew. There's a fundamental distinction in Adam, Shemazik. Adam, what do we say from Rotsuach Shlita? There are three categories in Ezekiel all the time. Chov b'chaver, a man versus man. Adam a mazik, a man damages what? A guy's property. And then Niske Momo a mazik can damage the guy or the guy's property. Yes? So the Ksos says a very similar distinction. He says, when a man damages a man, you're chayv unemployment compensation. No doubt. When you locked him in there, you about them from going to work. At the end of the day, could he get to work? No. You pay him for his unemployment compensation. But in our case, what are we talking about? Talking about Adam being mazik, someone else's mamon. You locked the guy out of his house. Basically, sugar beso, you were mazik his mamon. You're not chayv because of unemployment compensation. You're chayv because of nezik. But this, you're not damaging the house. What are you doing? You're damaging the guy from what? Getting into his house. That's a grumma.
Damaging his
mom. Yeah, basically you're damaging, but you're damaging him from, you're not allowing him to what? Use his house. That's considered to be what? That's considered to be indirect. You're money him from getting in there. So that's what the Ksos wants to say. Oh, so let's chazer over what we have in this Nakuda so far. What do we have? Tyson the Rush saying what? When you lock a guy out of his house, see what's it then? Putter. Who argues on this? The Mukyos Mashem the Ramah. Who says your chayv? What's his raya? From the Gemara of Baba Kama Pehem Beis by Shevis. When you walk like a guy in his house, he can't go to work. The Bach says, what are the Tosfos and the Rosh going to do with this Gemara? What's the Teretz? Teretz says, oh, you're proactively plopped him in there. That's direct damage, your chayev. Whereas in our case, it was indirect. Yes? What does the Ksos ask in the Bach? He says, that's not true. Even when you plop him in there actively, at the end of the day, what? The fact is you locked him out. You locked him in. You can't get out. That's still indirect. So the Ksos said, I got to give my own teretz. You know, so what's his own teretz? There's a difference between Adam versus Adam. Adam versus Adam is Shevis. Our case is really you hurt the house. Or you don't let a guy get enough from his house. Use his house. That's indirect and therefore you're a putter. Says the Ksos Achleishin. Let's take it a step further. He says, I like my distinction so much, I can't believe there's a Rishon Benji that says Chayiv. Why did the Nuki Yosef say to Shem the Ramah, he brought a Raya from here, your Chayiv. How can he bring a raya? How can a Rishon bring a raya from what? Equate Adam, Mazik, Adam, and Adam being Mazik, someone else's mama. You follow me? He loves his distinction so much, he says, what's up, shot in the Ramah? So Reb Shmuel Rozovsky writes, you know what the Ramah holds? The Ramah. You know what the Ramah holds? You prevented your friend from what? Renting it out. You prevented your friend from renting it out, and your Chayiv, Achiyu, Shevis. Wow. It's unemployment compensation, even in our sugya. Because you know what? He makes his money from renting out the hotel. So you know what? Our Gemara is also Shevis. This Gemara is Shevis, and our Gemara is Shevis. They're all Shevis. So he says that's on the same plane conceptually, and therefore you are Chayiv. That's very interesting.
So really it is Adam.
Yes, it's both cases are Adam versus Adam. Well said. Both cases are Adam Rush. That's the opinion of the Ramah. Now, Tyson Rush will say not that way. Tyson Rush says you're basically damaging what? You're damaging someone's mamon, right? And therefore, it's a chiyuv nezik on the house because you couldn't let him what? You're a monea ruah from him, you know, benefiting the house. So it's a machlokes Rishono. How to view our case? Okay, is it the fact that it should be unemployment compensation because you couldn't rent it out, or because you really couldn't, you're not giving usage of the house? But I have to tell you, we've mentioned this before, the Ramban wrote a kuntras. What was the kuntras the Ramban wrote? Dini Degarmi. What does the Ramban write in Dini Degarmi? That the case of Hadakaya be Dronya, what daf? Pehem Ebezu Babakam, it's Mazik Mamish. It's not Garmi. He says, because the Hezek is Nifkar, is Nikar, you plopped him in his house. Man, you have mamish barricaded the guy in. That's Hezek, that's Nikar. That's mamish Hezek, Nikar. And you have taken away his koach to use his abilities. It's like you took away something tangible. It's not just Stam, you know, preventing something from happening. You mamish what? What did you mamish do? You mamish hurt the guy. And he says that's not called Dini Degarmi. He says this is mamish Hezek mamish. Lefizeh, the Rabban is cholik on the Rosh. And he says, even if you don't put it, plop them in the room. Let's say he was in the house, and you locked up the house from the outside. See, the approach was, we've been saying, you plopped him in there, right? You stuck him in his own house and say goodbye, locked him up. Let's say he's already in the house, you lock up the whole house. According to the Ramban, he still will be chayv. Because the etzim skira is like taking from him tashmishim. It's being mafsim biyadayim. So according to the Ramban, it's not what garmi, it's mazik mamish. And it's being chaylik on our Rosh and our Taisis. Halach lomaisim. He's being cholik on our Rosh and our Taisus, halach lomaisa, because the way the box said it is you proactively did it. Now, does anyone call this case Hadaka Bidrona considered to be Garmi? Does anyone call it Garmi? Yes. The Machan Ephraim calls it Garmi because it's Bori Hezekin. And therefore, he says, the Machan Ephraim, in the Gzeil Simin Yudah, says it's called Garmi because it's Bori Hezekin. It's 100% clear it's going to happen. And therefore, if someone's Motzi Chaver Mi Beso, if you throw a guy out of his house and don't let him get in, that's called garmi in your chayiv. And that's what the Yad Ramah meant. That's what the Ramah meant. He proves from the Dika Midrona that your chayiv mishum what? Your chayiv mishum what? The din of what? Shevis? Because of garmi. And that answers the Ksosis Kasha. What was the Ksosis Kasha? How can you bring a raya from what? The case of Adam versus Adam. What's the answer? When you're in the realm of garmi, there's no difference between Adam and Mammon. Please get that down. When you're Machayev with someone based on Garmi, there's no difference between what? Adam and Mammon. So therefore, Lamaisa, the two approaches in this Gemara. Shevis, if it's din of Garmi, there's no difference between whether you damage an Adam or Mammon. So the Ksos Kasha is answered right away. That's what maybe the Ramah held. Maybe the Ramah held is be din of the Garmi, and therefore, Lamaisa, there's no difference between Adam and Mammon, and he can bring a Raya, and therefore there's no problem at all. Okay? The Ramban disagreed. He thought it was Mazik Mamish. He thought it was Mazik Mamish. Okay? It'd be interesting. What would be the Nafkamina whether you say it's Mazik Mamish or Garmi? When you don't plop them in the house. You just do a barricade. If it's within Mazik Mamish, you'd be Chayiv. If it, right? If it's within Mazik Mamish, Lamaisa, some Skiroso is the Mazik. But if you hold this Dina de Garmi, Lamaisa, if you hold this Dina de Garmi, also Lamaisa, you maybe don't have to plop them in the house. Also, you probably don't have to plop them in the house. I'll beat them. Okay? Very good. That leads us now to the next Talmud. Let's go to the next Talmud. Okay? Well, there would be a difference. If you're talking about Nezik, then that distinction in Adam and Adam comes up in Adam and Mammon. If it's Nezik, if it's Garmi, we don't care. So that will be the Nafkamina. Okay? That would be the Nafkamina, Lamaisa and Lomdus. Okay? I don't think plopping will be a difference. Because no matter what, whether you plop them, if the Etzim Skir is the Mazik or it's Garmi, you don't have to necessarily plop them down. Okay? That's what the Bach wanted to say. Okay? Let's go now. Yoni, why don't you read the Gemara? Let's see the bottom of the Gemara, guys. Take a look. Two lines on the bottom. Let's go. That was three mahalchim we got. Let's go. Let's go, guys. Okay? Let's go to the bottom Gemara. Low. Low. Let's see, Yoni. Two lines on the bottom. Chafam and Aleph. Low. Tzrichin. Go ahead. Read again. Low.
Low. Tzrichin.
Right. You put a period after the word low. No. And then Tzrichin. Then Tzrichin. We need the case. Let's see it again. Read it again. Low.
Low.
You pause after the low. A big pause. And we need the case for this. Bechatzer.
Bechatzer and the low kamalagra. The governor David Lemigar.
Excellent. The guy never rents it out. But the guy, Lamaisa, what? The guy has nowhere else to stay. So what's that case in our code word? Zenenev is a low chaser. Excellent, Yonason. Go ahead, Mai. What's the din?
Matzi Amrlay, Mai Chasarti.
What do you mean? Why should I pay you a penny? You don't normally rent it out. I'm not going to pay you a penny. Putter, first shot. Oh? Excellent. No! The guy who owns the apartment says, you had anah. Pay me! Pay me! Even though I normally don't rent it out. Yes? Toot start him. Go ahead. Amar lei. Who's that? Rami Bar Chama said it's a Mishnah. Your Shaila of Chist is a Beferish Mishnah. Go ahead.
Hey, Masnisen.
Which Mishnah?
Amar lei lechi tash mishli shekel sodre karaf lei.
Excellent. When you serve me, take the handkerchief and fold it up, and then I'll tell you. Because remember, we said the pshat yesterday because he wanted to what make sure you respect what he was saying. He's a Talmud. And he would understand the klor, any malacha that an Eved does for his Rebbe, the Talmud does as well, we said. We also said, I want to prove to you that you think I'm greater than you in Torah, so do that. So go ahead. Wow, it's our Mishnah. Mishalim Hashanenes. It says Beferish Yechayev to pay. Our Mishnah is Beferish, Mishalim Hashanenes. Shane and Regal, Datan, Mishasarab, is what? Is Potter, but you're still Chayev to pay on all. That's this case. Proof from our Mishnah. Go ahead.
Amar Rabba, Kama lo chale below margish shavra demare saya.
Wow. What does Rabba say? He said, I want to tell you something. The Eibishter loves Rami Bar Chama. He loves Rami Bar Chama. Kama lo chale, look at the what? That he doesn't get sick, right? Lo margish gavra, doesn't have to worry about things. Demare saya. The Eibishter, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, helps him. Because Rav Chista should have attacked him with Akasha, that the Mishnah is not analogous at all. And somehow the Eibishter protected Rami Bar Chama, and Rav Chista didn't think of the Akasha. Well, Rav said, I thought of the Akasha. And I'll tell you what the Akasha is. These are not analogous at all. Why are they not analogous? Go ahead, Yoni.
Dafagav.
Yeah, because it was a clear chiluk he should have made, and he still accepted it. What's the clear chiluk? Go ahead. Which case? Let's identify. What's I? Yes, excellent. When the guy eats, when the behem eats perish b'shus harabim, it's zeh nene, the behem is nene, the zeh what? The bala perish loses his fruit. Excellent. Go ahead. Our case of the apartment, go ahead. Right, the guy who lived there is nene, and the bala chatz is lo chaser, because he never rents it out. So obviously there are what? The two different cases. So how do you shed one light on the other? Right? It's a great distinction. So Rami Bar Chama was very smart. So the Gemara defends Rami Bar Chama. What did he say? Go ahead.
Rami Bar Chama, Stam Peres versus Haram, Kure Makrelu.
Excellent. What's up, Shad? Rami Bar Chama says what? What does Rami Bar Chama say, guys? You guys tell me. He put the Peres on. It's like he was Mafkrit. So we don't call that what? We don't call that considered to be what? We don't call that considered, they're not, it's not comparable at all, Lamaisa, said Rava. What do you mean it is comparable? Because the Baal Lamaisa is not considered to be what? It said Zechasr. In the case of the fruit Zenen of Zechasr, the Baal Peris is not because it was Mafkarit. You got that? So they're on the same page. That's why Rami Bar Chama thought it would be a case of Zechasr, Zenen of Zelochasr, because it was Mafkarit's Peris. What comes to your mind right away when you read this Gemara? First of all, you have to say, what did Rava think? Rava obviously thought that when you put your papers out, you don't what? You're not mafker. That's number one. You got to fill in the blank.
How does he read our
but book? number two is, Jonas, did you follow what I just said? You can't say that it was mafker's fruit, according to Rava. Okay? Rava said he wasn't mafker's fruit. That's why Rava said there's a clear distinction between the two. But according to Rami Bar Chama, there's a big problem here, Natan. What's the big problem with Rami Bar Chama? If you were mafkir your fruit, then why even pay anah? Why is it Mishalim Hashanenes? He was mafkir everything. You follow what I'm saying?
Rami's asking us.
Tosis is going to ask this question, but we should ask it ourselves. If you hold that Rami Bar Chama held him as mafkir the payers, so why do you even get anah? Should get zero from it, no? Read the Tosis, the second Tosis first. Go ahead, Yoni. Let's see. Yeah, second Tosis, go ahead. Afkure? Not Lagamri. He was not Mafkir Lagamri. Dim Kane?
Because
if he was Mafkir Lagamri, then what? Then he shouldn't get a penny. Ella what? Please get this.
Ella, Mechamas Sharabim Dursim.
Aleihem.
Aleihem.
Now I want to put the word El in. You notice that? Put the word El in. The Gilion, the Gosetzion. Achilovo, Elo. So what does that mean? So he was Miyayish, because he thought they would get ruined. Then many people would trample on them. But Lamaisi, he was Miyayish up to what point? So the Girsa is, he was Miyayish Midamei Mashanenis. He was not Mishayish, he was Mishayish from the value of the fruit all the way down to Hana. But saving breakfast, he wants the what? He wants to be paid that at least. What the guy who saved breakfast for. He was not Mafker. If he was Mafker, then you shouldn't be able to pay anything. He was Mishayish from the full value of the fruit till what it's worth would be for the Hana of the Bala what? The Bala Behemoth.
Why is our Gemara just saying Mishayish?
That's what it means. That's how he's touching the Gemara. He was Mishayish, the full value of the fruit's $100. So, and to feed the Baal a behemoth cost $20 to feed his behemoth breakfast. Right? So he was Mishayish from the $80 by putting his fruit on the street. But it's not Mishayish from the Baal a behemoth getting what? Not even have to pay his breakfast. That at least you can pay him. That's the way he wants to touch it. Okay? That's the way he wants to touch it. You got that? That's the way we're putting the word El in.
So he's saying,
correct. That's correct. By putting the fruit out there, that's what he's saying. Now listen to this kasha, the Maharam asks. Then it should be harder kusha leduchta. Why? It should be a case of zenene, zechaser again. No? Isn't the Gemara saying black on white, it's a case of what? What's it saying? It's saying a case of zenene, zelochaser. But if you say that it was not miyash in those last $20, isn't that nachamo again a case of zenene, zechaser? It's a bomb kasha. What was Rava's distinction in the Gemara? Rava's distinction of the Gemara was Rami Bar Chama. Their distinction in the Gemara was what? What did Rami Bar Chama make this case that he says our Mishnah? How did he make the case? He said it was a case of Zen Nenev Zelo what? Zelo Chaser. Why is it Zelo Chaser? Because he was mafker his payers. But he wasn't mafker them Lagamri. Because he was mafker them Lagamri, you wouldn't even get Mashanenis. So he's mafker the $80. So he's mafker the $80, but on the $20 he was Chaser on. So that's not that's a case nachamo of zen and of zechaser, and the Gemara was trying to say according to Rami Rachama that it's a case of what of zen and the zechaser, right? That's what the Maharam asks, right? He's asking that this case is a case of becomes a case of zen and of zechaser again, which was Rava's taina, and Rami Rachama said not that way. So what's the Maharam say? He changed the gears even more. I want you to get this. You know what his gears is? Ad shelo yavo l'dmei mashanenis. Write it down. Ad shelo yavo l'dmei mashanenis. Meaning that what? He was miyayish in the following vein. That if it gets ruined, I'm miyayish. If it doesn't get ruined, and someone derives benefit before it gets ruined, then I'm not miyayish. And that's not chisaron. Because he put it there on the das that they would get ruined. So in other words, it's like you made a yeush al tanai. It was like a yeush on condition. That if it gets ruined, I'm a yayish. If it doesn't get ruined and someone derived benefit before, I'm not a yayish. And you have to pay me for that. But it's not called chisar. It's lo chaser because he did put it on the ground on condition that there's a great possibility that it would what? There's a great possibility that it would get lost. Okay? That it would get ruined. Now why don't you get this down? The Maharam is interpreting our Tais of Baba Kama Chafam and Beis that you can do Yeish Al Tanai. Rav Shechter Shlita pointed out from the Rav Zatzal that he felt that Yeish cannot be done Al Tanai. It's not like a Kenyan. Hefker. It's not like Hefker, where you can control your Hefker. Yeish is different than Hefker. You just show your despair, you walk away, and that's it. Vavai like Hisorn Kis. You show despair. It's not something that lends itself that you have a Chalois. That you have bilis on that, I can hinge it on a condition. But the way the Maharam is interpreting our Taisvis, there is Yehush Al Tanai, according to him. And that's what it was. It was a Yehush Al Tanai.
Isn't it Brayer?
It's not Brayer. Brayer is when there's a Chalois. There's no Chalois here. Brayer is only when there's a Chalois. Let's say you have a bottle of wine and you Truma, a bottle of wine, you drink, you drink, you drink. The very bottom will be Truma. All the stuff before was Chulin. It was Hoover Dom Mafreya that the stuff on the bottom is Truma and this other stuff is Chulin. Here there's not a chalois. Here it's just, yeah, I'm Yayish. You can't do Yeish Al Tanai. That's what the Rav said. But according to Maram, that's what the Maram is saying. And therefore, again, what's his Gersa? Achelo Yavo Lidmei Mashanenis. In other words, Achelo Yavo Lidmei Mashanenis. Which means what? I was Mishyayish and married. If it gets ruined, I'm fine with it. If it doesn't get ruined, then I'm not Mishyayish. I want to get the money. But the fact you place it there, you know there's a big possibility, and that's called what? Lo Chaser. Yes, Bench.
Is this kind of like Bifna Iver on the guy who is a preacher? He's kind of hoping someone eats it. Like he's hoping to get
it's not. Why? It's not. It's not Lifna Iver because you don't know.
It seemed like the way we're saying it, that he's...
Whatever happens, happens.
Hoping that someone eats it.
He's not being martial. He's not hoping. Whatever happens, happens.
He's like, yeah, otherwise he wouldn't know.
Yeah, the other guys could watch his behavior.
He'd rather it happen, though.
Okay, that doesn't make it either. That's not called Lifna Iver.
No.
He doesn't have to force his behemoth. He doesn't have to force his behemoth either.
Yeah, but if it's an open, then the guy would... I would have no reason to think that if the street's an open, that someone would be partially...
I understand, but that's not Lifna Iver. I'm not martial a guy in an Aveira. He had to play a proactive role. If the behemoth didn't do anything, nothing would have happened. That's what we assume. But I want you to get down to Nachlas Dovid. The Nachlas Dovid says this is not the Pshantais. And I believe in the Nachlas Dovid, hell like the Rav. Nachlas Dovid says, you know what the Pshantais is? It's going to get ruined until it won't be worth anything. But you're still Chai Mishum Nene. Why are you still Chai Mishum Nene? Based on the Rami Nuchas Gzela, Perikid Aleph, Aloch Aleph. Perikid Aleph, Aloch Aleph. What does it say in Perikid Aleph, Aloch Aleph, in Nuchas Gzela? Let's say someone throws his wallet into the middle of Amsterdam. What's it then? What's that called? That's called an Aveda Midas. Am I mechuyev to return the guy's wallet? Yes or no? Am I mechuyev to return the guy's wallet? No. It's an Aveda Midas. He knowingly threw his wallet into Amsterdam. I'm not mechuyev to return it, Shimon. But can I use it? Yes or no? No, I cannot take it for myself. I don't have to return it, but I can't take it for myself. So it's not considered to be chaser. Because since it's shaykh to the bialim, he's chayv to pay mashanenis. That's the pshat. In other words, we're talking about it got ruined until it's worthless. But you're still chayv mishum nene. You're still chayv mishum nene. So therefore, we don't call it a chisaron. It's still lo chaser. Still lo chaser. Because why? Shaykh to the bialim. He still owns it. So you're chayv to pay mashanenis. You don't have the ability to take it. You took it. You follow me? It's not a Yehush Al Tanai. What was it? It's an Aveda Midas. So the Marcheshis in Chelek Aleph, Kuntres Yehush, Simon Gimel, Os Aleph. Please get it. The Marcheshis, the Nazis killed him. Remember we said? It was a Nace. Took 10 squads to kill him. It's the oldest dying by Rav Gusman, by Rav Chaim Oizer. He was the oldest dying. The Marcheshis says the Machloikis between the Ram and the Tur is by Avedis Midas. The Tur holds, that's Hefker. The Rambam holds, not Hefker. You're just not Mechuyev to return it. So who holds what? Rami Bar Chama is like the Tur. Please get that, Adam. Rami Bar Chama is like the Tur that it's Mamish Hefker. That's what Rami Bar Chama held. You're Mafker it. Why is it not Chasser? Because any guy could grab it. You follow me? It's not Chasser because any guy really could grab it. You could really grab it yourself. Take it back. Yes? However, what the behemoth, even though everyone could grab it, the behemoth has no koach in the schiyah. So it's considered the behemoth's nenis, and you're chayv to pay on the hanol. Even though any guy could take it, but not a behemoth. So that's why it's considered you have to be mishal mashanenis. The Rambam holds like Rabba. Rambam holds like Rabba. Rava, we should say Rava. And what does Rava hold? The Baal Peir is considered a chasarim, because it's not hefker. So let's get this. Do we consider Aveda Midas to be hefker or not? According to Rami Bar Chama and the Tur, it is Hefker Mamish. So why do you have to pay? Because the Behemah had no schus to get it. So the Behemah had, oh no, you got to pay the guy. Behemah has no schus. Human beings have schus. What does the Rambam hold? The Rambam holds like Rava that what? That it's considered to be what? Not Hefker. If it's not Hefker, then what? What's the din? It's considered to be Chasser. The Baal Peres is considered to be Chasser. And therefore, that's the Shita what? That's the Shita of Rava. And that's the Shita of Rava. And Rava said it was a case of Zenene. So the Marchesh is plugged into Machloikis Rambam in the Tur, whether Aveda Midas is Hefker or not Hefker. It's just you don't have to return it, but you can't take it. Into the Machloikis who? Rami Bar Chama and Rava. The Tur is like Rami Bar Chama, and the Rambam is like who? Rava. We got that? You understand? You follow me? That's the Chiddush we want to bring out here. But at the end of the day, you can't say it was Hefker Mamish. Because why do you have to pay Mashal and Nahana? Either it's Yerush Al-Tanai like the Maram, or like the Nachlis Dovid, then it's an Aveni Midas. Or like the Nachlis Dovid, it's an Aveni Midas like the Shittas Rambam. And therefore it's considered to be not Chasser, because it's Shacht and Abaylon. And you have to pay Mashal and Nenis. Okay, we got that? Yonason, you got that? Okay. Now this leads us to the Tysis now. Yoni, excellent job. Let's see the top Tysis. So everyone got that? You want me to write it on the board? Let's write it on the board real quick. Come on, guys. You got to move because we want to get to Halacha 2. Aveda Midas. Throw the wallet in there. What does the Rambam say? What does he say?
Not
Hefker. Ain't no Hefker. However what?
No.
Ain't no Chayav Lahachzer Labailin. But since what? Since you can't take it, if you drive benefit, you got to pay the guy. What does the Torah say? Hefker mamish. And therefore what? So let's plug it in. Who holds like the Torah? Who holds like the Rambam? The Torah is Rami Bar Chama. Yes? Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama. And who is what? Rava is the Shittas Rambam. Rami Bar Chama says it's Hefker Lamaisa. According to Rava, like the Rambam, it's not Hefker. So it's a case of what? And therefore it's considered to be what? It's a chisara and it's chaser ki behema ein schus. Behema ein o schus. So this is the chiddush we want to bring out. Because according to what? According to the shita lemaisa of what? According to the tour, if it's considered to be hefker lemaisa, why is it what? See, according to the tour, this is what I want to bring out. This is for the tour. If it's hefker, so why is it called chaser? Why is it called chaser according to the tour? The tour is like what? The tour is the sheet of who? The tour is the sheet of who? Who are we saying the sheet is? Rambam's like Rambam. The tour is the sheet of Rambam Rachama. That it's considered to be hefker. So if it's like hefker lemaisa, so why is it not? Why is it ain't no chaser? Because the behema lemaisa has no schus in the din. The behema has no schus in the din, so you shouldn't take it. So you have to pay. Sarach l'shalim hanah. You have to pay the hana to the guy. So Hashem hana. Even though every human being could have taken it, it's mamish hefker, but the behema shouldn't have. So that's Rami Bar Chama, the review is hefker. Rava's the right to Rambam. Rambam's like Rava, ain't no hefker, but you're not ain't no chayav lachzul abaylin. But because what? It's not hefker. It's considered to be what? What's it considered to be according to Rava? Chaser. Why is it chaser? And this din halacha lamaisi. What did he call it? He called it what? What did Rava call it, Lamaisa? Sheet the Saram called it Rava. He said the Baal of Paris is considered a hechser. It's considered to be chaser. For him, it's considered to be chaser. So it's considered to be chaser because the Baal of Paris, it's considered to be not hefker. So therefore, for him, it's chaser. He still has an attachment to it, halach Lamaisa. Whereas according to Rami Bar Chama, Lamaisa, according to the tour, Lamaisa, it's eno chaser because what? Every guy can do it. Even though kolodim yocholisko bos, you still got to pay. So I'm going to write that down. It's eno chaser vis-a-vis adam. That's why we call eno chaser adam. But you got to pay. Sarach l'shalom pay because the behemah has no schus. Okay, that's the distinction that we're making. You see, according to Rava and the Rambam, we call this case chaser. Why is it chaser? Because I'm sorry, we call this case what? According to the Shittas Rambam. Right? Why do you have to pay? Because we say that what your chaser views vis-a-vis the what vis-a-vis the behemoth, they may have no schus. Like I mean, other mice, it's hefker to anyone. So why do you have to pay on no? You have to pay on no because the behemoth had no what, had no schus to be able to what, had no schus to be able to take it. So it's considered the behemoth's nenis. You have to pay for that hana. Any other mice, that's why it's eno chaser. That's why I wrote on the board, it's considered to be eno chaser according to Shittas what? Shittas Rami Bar Chama, who is the Shittas what? Shittas of the tour. Rami Bar Chama is the Shittas of the tour, and therefore he claims that what? It's considered to be eno chaser because why? It's eno chaser vis-a-vis Adam. Every person should be able to get it. So why do you have to pay? However, behema ain't a schus, therefore so you have to pay him still down law. That's the chiluk the Marcheshes wants to make. Okay, now we move to this, the top tosis. Okay, let's go, guys, come on. To introduce this, we must introduce a topic called Midas Stone. We know that's that. We know that people who lived in stone were terrible Rishonim. They were cruel people. I want to start with like this. The Mishnah says in Avos, please get it down. Parakei, Mishnah Yud. If a person says to you, Shali, Shali, what's mine is mine. Shalchal, Shalchal, what's yours is yours. The first sheet says, Midas Beinonis. Okay, you're a middle of the road guy. You're not a Rasha, you're not a Tzaddik. Yeshomrim, Midas Stone. Yeshomrim calls that the Midas Stone. It's not a positive attitude, says Yeshomrim. It's more than not just being positive. You should be a giver. Like we say in Yiddish, you should be a farginer. Chofetz Chaim used to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a giver, a farginer. It should be a person who wants to give. That attitude, according to the second sheet in the Mishnah, where's the Mishnah? Parakei, Mishnah Yud. But there's a topic in Baba Basra, and Daf Yud Beis and Beis, that says, Kofin Amidah Stone. Which is another step where when a guy gets cruel, must we step in as a Beis Din? And that situation is the following. According to one opinion, you have a father, let's say, that has five sons, and the father dies, God forbid. Shimon, you with me? And one of the sons, only one, has a field next to his father's. They have to distribute the real estate now after the father dies. The brother says to the other four, you know, do me a favor. He wants to expand his real estate portfolio. It's contiguous. Can I have that field, he says, and you guys take the other stuff. You guys take the other stuff. So one opinion says, if the brothers say, no way, we want it just as much as you. You know what the first opinion says? Please get it down. The first opinion says, Kofin al Midas Stone. We do not let the brothers act like that. And they're being cruel. And we force them to let that brother take the field. That's the opinion of Kofin al Midas Stone. Because that's already a step up that you're being cruel.
What's cruel about that?
What's cruel about that? They have no shaykhs to that field. Natan?
What's his shaykhs? What's this?
The one brother has a field right next door. By having his father's field, he can expand his real estate portfolio.
Oh, he already has a field.
Yes, he already has a field next door. So it's cruel that the brother. So we step in and we don't allow them. The other opinion says, ain't kofin al midas stone, is when we say no. They have a right to say, you know, we love that field that our father had. It's like the Mamre's field where Hashem appeared to Shekhinah. Remember we said in Sefer Bereishis? It's worth millions of dollars. It's prime real estate. The Abishter appeared. For some reason, it's like Pnei Murian. It's beautiful. And you know what? We want our dibs in it. And Ein Kofin. We let them win. So there's two opinions in the Gemara. Where? Baba Basra, Yudalim, and Beis. Do we kofal Midas Stone or not? Now, I want you to set it up the way we present it. Because the mission office is, Shali, Shali, Shacha, Shacha. Okay, one opinion says that's Midas Benes. Other opinion says that's Midas Stone. But Kofin al Midas Stone is one step further that we are gonna not allow these brothers to be what? It's like the Lachasniks. No, we don't want you to have it. That already we must step in. That's much worse than saying Shali Shali Shachal Shachal. You're not hurting a guy when you say that, are you? You're not hurting a guy. So even if you hold Midas Stone, saying Kofin al Midas Stone, you understand, you follow how we're setting it up? First the Mishnah Novice and then Sugyan Baba Basra. Okay? Now, based on all that introduction, how does that square with our sugya? In the second side of the Gemara Yoni, you read so nicely, Isanis. What did Isanis mean? The top two words in the Amud? That Zenenev Zolochasar, you should have to what? You should have to pay. Yes? The owner of the apartment says to him, you should pay me. How does that relate to this topic of Kofin al Midas Stone or not? What skin is it off your back? You don't rent this apartment out. The guy stayed there overnight. Move on with your life. You have to be such a stickler? Get a penny for every little thing? Isn't this a topic of Kofin al Midas Stone? This is what is perplexed to Tysus. That's what is bothering Tysus. You follow me? That's the introduction to this top Tysus. How does our sugya, the second side, square with that notion? So let's just do the first part of Taisvus, and then tomorrow we'll finish up because I want to get to halacha. Go ahead, Yoni. Ha, what?
Is Hanis.
Yes.
Afilu mazamar prekarkan devar basra kovin oso al midas tom veyavinan le echad mit metra.
What does that mean? That we're kofal midas tom, and the other brothers must give the one brother mitzra. What does metzra mean? The border. The guy who's by the border. So the brother by the border wins. We force the other brothers to be nice to him. So how do you relate that gemara to us? Go ahead. How can we let the owner of the apartment charge money? Isn't that also the same breach of Kofan Ami the Stone? He's acting like a mean guy. How do they relate? Taisa says they don't relate. Go ahead. Shiny Hacha. Please get this down. And we'll expand upon it as Hashem tomorrow. What is Shiny Hacha Shayachal Mona Mitchil Medul Beso? Let me ask you a question. Is this my apartment? Is this my apartment or not my apartment? Yes, it is. Why can't I do with it what I want? If I don't want a guy to come in, I should have that choice. Who stops me from doing that? Is that really wrong? It's not wrong. It's a completely different topic. Completely different topic. The brothers, Lamaisa, don't own that field. They're just trying to be shtickers. Oh, we want that field just as much. What do you mean? This guy's had, for years, the other brother has had his field next to him. Just to cause problems, you want to do that? That were kofan on me to stone. But this is my own apartment. It's been mine for years. If I don't want anyone to stay there, well, I should have that right. And if a guy stayed there, let him pay me. And I should have a right to charge him. You got it? That's what I mean, shiny hussum. Read it again, Yoni. Shiny hacha. Go ahead.
Shiny hacha.
Shahaya yachol. I could have what stopped him from the beginning to live in my house. Why can't I do that? I can do that. So it's not, the topics aren't comparable. Just read one more line, go the other way. They really tries to show it from both directions. Go ahead. Ulamandamar. What's Ma'alin and Lay? Kenikse Dabar Murian. What does that mean? No, that the brothers win. Their brothers can say, we love that field, and we want that field as much as you. I don't care. Tough luck that you've had a field next door for many years. We think it's a great field, and we want it. Go ahead. Mishum?
Mishum Nidami Lamona Chaveru Mitzchila Dar Bebeso. Alahafa Kabar Dar
Be... Kabar Dar. What does that mean? What does that mean? It means that if the brothers... What was the other opinion there in Baba Basra, Adam? What was the second opinion? That the brothers have the right to say it. We're not kofin. The brothers have the right to do that. Why do the brothers have the right to do that? Because they have first dibs just as much as the other brother. I don't care whether the other brother had his field. You could take the other approach and say they want that field just as much as the brother. Who cares whether the brother had a field next door? Right? We ain't kofin. We let the other brothers win. But that's different than our case. How's it different than our case? Because our case, what? The guy already slept overnight. So if the guy already slept overnight, what's the din? If the guy already slept overnight, you're past it already, so let me charge him. Granted, if you would ask me in the beginning of the evening, I would have to let the guy in. Yes? But now that he's already lived there, maybe that opinion would say I could charge him. You see, from two different directions, Tosas is saying the Sugyan Baba Basra is not comparable to R. And he shows it for both opinions. The first opinion that says kofin, right, that we kofin the other brothers, is not appropriate here because here it's my house. I can do with what I want. The second opinion there that the brothers win might agree here that I could charge because this is already after the fact. It's already after the fact. You know, okay, granted, in the beginning of the evening, maybe you could have forced me and let him stay there. But now that he's already stayed there, let me collect. So he's trying to show from both directions the Sugyan Baba Basra is not comparable to our Sugyan. You understand what I'm saying? That's what Taisus is saying, the genius. Now, I gave you the Mordechai, which I'll give it to you tomorrow, who argues on this. But you have to build up a home halach. But has everyone got the first part of the Taisus? Yoni, you got me? From both directions of Baba Kama, our Sugya is not comparable. You can hold Kofan over there. Yes? And you can understand here why you could what? Charge the guy. You can hold Ein Kofin over there, and you can also understand why what? Why you should be able to charge the guy. Okay? Halacha l'maisa. So that's how Tosha shows it's not comparable at all. Real quick, Matthew, because I want to get to halacha.
In the Tzad, that says it's not Kofin on stone. The Svar, I think, is that like, oh, that land's better than other lands, so I should see why you get.
Yeah, they have equal dibs. They have equal dibs, but here they already live there.
It's not a machlokes
A machlokes is whether you have the ability to say that I have dibs or not. Is it Kofin on Midas Tom or not? Do we say when you act in this manner, do we have the ability to step in or not?
Yeah.
First day it says yes, second day it says we don't. Okay, I want to just get to the following. We'll have to find time to describe more in Hilchos Purim. Last week, 2 weeks ago we did Tainus Esther, last week we did the Suda. I want to discuss now very quickly the Megillah. Megillah's reading. The Megillah reading is a mitzvah, bein b'yom bein b'layla. But the Rav Zatzal said the Ikkar reading is in the morning. You only read at night for a practice that you're ready to go in the morning. If, God forbid, someone had a heart attack and died, Chmono Litzan, the Rav said, on the night of Purim, after the creation of Megillah, he was not yotze the mitzvah. Chayev Adam Likro Belial Vishnosa B'yom Dalon Amadal for B'shua Ben Levi and Megillah. The Ikkar is that you're ready to go in the morning because it's in your mind already. If you only read at night, you're not Chayev. The Ikkar Persumanisa Tais says in the morning. Unfortunately, in America, when I was a little kid, many people would only come at night, never come in the morning. Pum Fakir, says Tosis. But there are four elements in the Kriyas Megillah I want you to get. The first element is called its hollow. Kriyas Megillah. How is it hollow? Because we say, Lamani Zemircha, Chavod Lo Yidom. Dalad Amanav quotes that mucker. What is Lamani Zemircha? Praising Hashem. There's an element of praise to Hashem when you read the Megillah. Should enjoy the story, but it's praising Hashem. Moreover, the Gemara asks in Megillah, on Yudalad Amar Aleph, Gemara asks, why don't we say Halon Purim? The Gemara gives three answers. One answer is the Nes was in what? In the Chutz Lards. Why do we say Halon Pesach? It was in Mitzrayim, that's before we got there. Once we get there, that's when the clouds invoked. Second answer is Kriyasa Zuali Lasa. The reading is itself the Halon. The Miri says in that Gemara, if you have a city that has no Megillah, you should say Halal, Mamish. Shari Tshuva says without a bracha though. That's how to what degree the Miri takes it seriously. And number three answers, after it was all said and done, Achrei Kichlos HaKol, we will still have Avadim Tachashverish. So it wasn't a full-blown Halal that we could say. Three answers the Gemara gives. But the first element is called Halal, praising the Eibishter. Number two, Persumi Nisa. The actual reading of the Megillah fulfills the mandate of Persumi Nisa. In what sense? I'll tell you why. The Gemara says in Megillah on Daf Yud Chesman Beis, another Daf, we are doing a third Daf already in Megillah. Dalit, Yud Dalit, now Yud Zayin, Yud Chesman Beis. There are certain words in Megillah that are untranslatable. Achar Shtar Panim. What does that mean? No one knows what it means. Satraps? What is a satrap? I have no idea. You translate it, you should transliterate it. The Gemara says it's untranslatable. So the Gemara says, what's going on? Pursuing Nisa. As long as you get the gist of the story, that's fine. There's a word or two you don't understand, no big deal. The Ikkar is pursuing Nisa. So when you read the Megillah, it's an act of pursuing Nisa. You should know the story, should be able to convey it to other people. That's number two. Number three, there's an element of tefillah. The other pasuk of Shur ben Levi quotes on Naftalo, Kimlo to Mi'ali. It's a tefillah to the Eibishter that we should wipe out a Moloch and that we should have no anti-Semitism. It's a real tefillah. Taisa says, even though we don't have this opinion, Taisa says by Shachris, what you should do is you should keep the Sefer Torah out and laying the Megillah. You're supposed to keep it tefillin on. We know that the Mishnah Berurah writes for the Kriyas Megillah in the morning. Because we say that tefillin is what? Vayikar. Layudim Aisor, Vayikar Zoe tefillin. Yes? I think it's Vayikar Zoe tefillin. You're supposed to keep the tefillin on. So Tosfos says you actually read the Megillah while the Torah is out. We don't do that. We return the Sefer Torah, and then we do Kriyas Megillah. But the Tiskabel, you know when you say Kaddish Shalom, the Chazan says Tiskabel, that Hashem should mekabel our tefillas, we say that Tiskabel also goes on the Kriyas Megillah, because our tefillas should be answered. We should have no anti-Semitism. In fact, that's the tefillah that we're looking for. Tiskabel goes on the Kriyas Megillah too as well. So the Chazan that's davening for Purim in the morning should have that in mind. And number four, the last element you have in Kriyas Megillah is actual Zecher L'Mechias Amalek. This is what the Marcheshes writes, who was actually killed by the Nazis, we said. Hashem Yimkol Damo. Mishnah Berurah says there are some people that write Haman in chalk on their shoes and go like this. Slam it out. The actual reading of the Megillah is a Zecher L'Mechias Amalek. Aseres B'nei Haman. Aseres B'nei Haman is a Kim L'Mechias Amalek. Now there's Yerushalmi that says Haman was not directly from Amalek. Usually we assume he was Amalek. But there's Yerushalmi that says not that way. So what's up, Shah? Because the Rav said there's two types of Amalek. There's a genetic Amalek, and then there's an ideological Amalek. Saddam Hussein's Gematria was a Amalek. Do the math. That's an ideological Amalek. If their whole goal is to obliterate the Jews from the face of the earth, that's a Amalek. But that's ideological, not genetic. And that's the fourth Kiyum. You have four Kiyum when you do the Kriyas Megillah. Praising the Eibishter, praising Hashem, publicizing the miracle, davening that we should have no more anti-Semitism, and number four, Zeichel M'chias Amalek. The actual reading of it is. And that is why, now we'll close with this. If you look in the Rambam, Dr. Grach thought it was not, that Reb Chaim never said this, but it's a last footnote in Kol Dodi Dofek. Everyone should try to read that. It's a beautiful shtickle Torah the Rav wrote. It's an essay the Rav made, Kol Dodi Dofek, that someone's knocking on the door, the Abish was knocking on the door when Medini Sisro was made. In the last footnote he says, we don't have the Zion nations. We don't know who they are. Sancherev was Mavalbal. Sancherev Melech Asher got rid of, you know, mixed up all the nations. We don't know who the Shivam, so there's no mitzvah to kill him. He says, Kfar Ibeit Zichron. But he says, when it comes to Amalek, he doesn't say that. So the Rambam seems to say that Amalek exists. Who are they? This new track, which we'll have to talk about more another time. The ideological Amalek. So Dr. Grach told us, the Rav's son, one of my Rebbeim, he said he didn't think Reb Chaim ever said it, even though it's in the footnote. Because the Rambam says V'chein. First he says the Shiva Amim we don't have. And then he says V'chein, he talks about Amalek. So he says V'chein's going on that as well. So just like we don't have the Shiva Amim, then we also don't have Amalek. Okay. It's Machlaikis with a footnote and called it against Dr. Grach. We call him Dr. Grach, not going Reb Chaim. He's named after Reb Chaim, the Rav's son. So this is what we have to think about when we do Christmas. That's a beautiful story and everything, but we've got to make sure we're up. We'll talk about more of the halach as we get more towards Purim. But I want you to have these four cumin in mind. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. Tomorrow we'll go finish up the Tysus and continue this mahal. Then we got to go fight there, guys. Okay? Sunday we'll start Chazara, Blaz Hashem, Liner. Okay, have a good day. Good to see you. All right, very good. Good day, Yehuda.
Good day,
it's too early for Minchas. Saturday we change the time.